Good afternoon. Sorry for the delay, but we're here today to take up more issues on the conference committee on the operating and the mental health appropriations bills. Today we're going to continue the meetings on budget closeouts, possibly meeting later tonight to finish the remaining departments and close out the rest of budgets. We'll determine that a little bit later. With us today we have Senator Wilson, Senator Green, Senator Hoffman, Representative Meyer, Representative Chenault, and I think that Representative Croft is on this way. Today we will take up, the departments will take up, are administration, commerce and economic development, education, labor, law, natural resources, revenue, DOT, and the court systems. Should be motion sheets for the department, should be available. And with that, we will start with the administration budget.
Mr. Chairman, on the Department of Administration, sheet dated 5-6-05 at the time of 3:30 p.m., I would move that the committee adopt item number 3, House, item number 8, House, minus $287,200, item number 10, House, and that, and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections?
Item number 3, House, we're taking the low number on public broadcaster. Is that right?
That's correct.
Then I object to doing that. And item number 10, we're taking the high number on violent crimes compensation. That
correct.
Sounds fine. The others are fine. Yeah, so only an objection on 3.
Okay. Any other discussion on 3? Senator Hoffman.
No, my question was on 8.
On 8?
Right.
Okay, we took the House minus 283.3.
Do we know, Mr. Chairman, what impact that will have on the broadcasting?
On
public broadcasting, by taking the
House number 3
reduction of 250,000.
On number 3, Senator
yes.
Hoffman. David, do you have any comments on that? I think it's a GF assistance to it, but go ahead, David.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hoffman, that was something that happened in Senate Finance, and Representative Holm made some arguments that simply because public television is now, I guess it, the advances in other television, Discovery Channel and those sorts of things, that public television doesn't need the support that it once needed. That's about all I can tell you. I don't know the impact on public TV.
Senator Hoffman? Representative,
yeah, well then very briefly, I mean, I think it'll be a fairly large impact, and I know with my 4-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter, that's the safe place for them to watch when I have them watching TV. There are other educational channels, some, not as consistent, not as higher quality, but some, but inevitably they end up ask from those wanting to buy sugar frosted corn pops or whatever. I mean, those are, because they're targeted towards children, the advertising is also targeted at them. And public television is a place where I can feel better about having them watch. They're learning something and they're not inundated with advertising. So I'd object to the taking the cut to public broadcasting.
Okay. Any other comments?
Repeat, please.
Thank you, Representative or Senator Whipple.
Mr. Chairman, I think the member brought up a good point, and we'll get a better answer. And so I would move and ask unanimous consent that we withdraw the motion to adopt House numbers on item number 3 and hold that open.
Any objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Item number 8, Mr. Chairman.
Item number 8, David.
What was the motion there? I just wanted to.
The motion is to accept or to take the House number at 887-2 minus 287-2, which will leave them with, I believe, if my numbers are right, 600,000.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any other objections to accepting item number 8, item number 10? Seeing none, item number 9 will remain open, and item number 3 will remain open. Next, we'll move on to Commerce and Economic Development.
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development on page 8 at 5605 with the time of 3:04 p.m. Two separate motions, please. First, we move that the committee adopt item number 6, Senate. Item number 10, House, and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections?
Mr. Chairman, I would...
Seeing none, we'll... Senator Webb.
Pardon. Mr. Chairman, I would move that we reopen item number 3 and item number 7 for change.
Okay. No objections?
Thank you. Item number 3, I would move that we have take the House number plus 15.
We had done just House before, Senator Wilkins?
We had House before, which was a negative 30. So we're adding 15 back.
Splitting
net,
the difference.
Net effect would be a minus 15.
Splitting between the new numbers, okay.
Yeah. And Mr. Chairman, on item number 7, I would move that we restructure the funding as where we are with the prior amendment, our motion up to today is that we had Senate numbers of $250,000 in business license. We had $500,000 in House general fund. And with this motion, I would like to add $250,000, and the fund source is the commercial passenger vessel fund. And with that, I'd ask unanimous consent.
What is a commercial
fund?
I can't remember.
This is a fund set up back in early 2001. It's paid for by the cruise ships, essentially, and it's money set aside in case they have some environmental problem in Alaskan waters. It's accumulated to a total, as you can see there, a little over $700,000. Hasn't been tapped. So I thought it would be appropriate to bring it up to the governor's number of $1 million for the QTA, that this fund source be used and that it is paid for by what amounts to the cruise ships. It appears that this has a surplus in it and that it would not be negatively affected by using this to promote tourism in Alaska, which of course benefits the cruise ships.
Senator
Green.
Well, that would imply that this is going to be the fund source every year.
Not at all.
Any other questions on the motion? The motion's adopted.
Mr. Chair, on page number 2 of Department of Commerce, item number 13, I would move that we adopt House numbers.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, 13 is adopted. And if the math works out right, that will close Commerce. I take that back, it will. Yeah, it will. So that will close Commerce Department up. Next, we will move on to Department of Education.
Mr. Chairman, on Department of Education and Early Development, cut sheet dated 5-6-05 with a time of 3:08 p.m. One item, I would move that on item number 9, we take the House minus 25,000 and the Senate CIP funding.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, that motion is passed, and that will close the Education Department. Next, we will go to Department of Labor.
Mr. Chairman, on Department of Labor and Workforce Development, sheet dated 5605 with the time of 3:34 p.m. Item number... Just a little... Item number 6, Senate version. On item number 7, Senate version. And ask unanimous consent.
Seeing no objections, items 6 and 7. Item number 2 will remain open at this time. Next, we will move to Department of Law.
Mr. Chairman, under Department of Law, on sheet dated 5-6-05 with the time of 3:34 p.m. Item number 4, I would move Senate version. Item number 6, House version. Page 2 under intent, I would move House intent language and ask unanimous consent.
And that was number 14?
Number 14, yes, thank you.
Are there any objections? Seeing none. Item number 2 will remain open at this time. Next, we'll move on to Department of Natural Resources.
Mr. Chairman, under Department of Natural Resources, on sheet dated 5-6-05 with a time of 3:39 p.m., I would move that on item number 1, House numbers be taken on both funding sources. Item number 4, House version on both funding sources. Oh, yes, that's correct. Item number 7, House version on funding source. And item number 8, House version. And ask unanimous consent.
Good change. Like it.
Okay. With that, item number 5 will remain open in Natural Resources. Next, we will move on to Department of Revenue.
Mr. Chairman, Department of Revenue, sheet dated 5-6-05 with a time of 3:01 p.m. Item number 1, House version. Item number 2, House version. Item number 3, Senate version. Item number 4, Senate version. And ask unanimous consent.
Questions? Seeing none, that will close out revenue. Next, we will go to DOTSUS.
Mr. Chairman, I'll do this one page at a time.
Okay.
Under Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, sheet page 1, dated 5-6, with a time of 3:43 p.m. Item number 1, Senate version. Item number 2, Senate version. Item number 3, Senate version. Item number 4, Senate versions. Item number 5, Senate version. Item number 6, Senate version. Item number 7, House version. Number 8, House version. Number 9, Senate. Number 10, Senate. Number 11, House. And ask unanimous consent on page 1.
That was number 11.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you, James. Mr. Chairman, if I could, before we close that out,
please.
We go back up to 7. It's House minus 66,800 on item number 7. So House minus 66,800. And down to 11, it would be House minus 57,500. And ask unanimous consent.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hawkins.
On number 11, what impact will that have? By accepting 57,000 reduction on that for those extended hours in Dillingham and Bethel, do we know?
Yes, sir.
With Nancy.
Thank you. For the record, I'm Nancy Slagle, Director of Administrative Services for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. I believe that increment was to add some full-time positions for Bethel and a part-time position for Dillingham to provide a seven-day extended service for those airports. I would assume, and I can only do that at this point, that probably what we would do in this case for a reduction of $57,000 is not provide the part-time position in Dillingham attempt to get as many hours as possible into Bethel as possible. It might be able to fund all those positions, but I'm not sure.
Senator Hoffman, you have a question?
Thank you.
I would have a question. $172,000 to fund one full-time position? I don't have the backup here, so I'm kind of curious.
No, Mr. Chairman, it's more than that. I believe it's at least two full-time positions, but I'm not positive.
Okay, well, I don't have the backup here, so I can't really talk to it. It just seemed like pretty high to say that, well, we'll just cut out one or the other.
Mr. Chairman, it would depend on the level of activity of those two airports, and I believe that Bethel is a higher activity than Dillingham.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so are there any objections to the first motion, which are items 1 through 11? Seeing none, 1 through 11 are adopted. Senator Wilkins.
Mr. Chairman, on page number 2, Department of Transportation, dated 5-6, time 3:43 p.m. I would move that on item number 12, the Senate version be adopted. Item number 13, House minus $95,000. Item 14, Senate version. Item number 15, House minus $91,250. Item 16, House versions. 17, House. 18, Senate. 19, Senate. And ask unanimous consent on page 2.
Any question? Seeing none, I will accept that motion on page 2, items 12 through 19.
Chairman, on page 3, Doc Puff, dated 5-6 with a time of 3:43. I would move that on item 21, Senate version be adopted, and item number 2, Senate be adopted, and ask unanimous consent.
Seeing no objections, that motion is adopted. That will leave,
just if we could, some wordage. Mr. Chairman, I would move to adopt all Senate wordage for Doc Puff. And that would be on the sheet dated April 20th of 05 with a time of 1:23 p.m. And that's three pages in all Senate language, wordage.
Mr. Chairman, does that motion include item 20?
What's that? No. Item 20 will remain open. Item 20 will remain open. This wordage deals with all Senate language.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
No objections. We will accept the Senate wordage for Department of Transportation Public Facility item. DLT, item 20 will be, I believe, the only remaining issue open there. Next, we'll move on to court system.
Mr. Chairman, I'll ask the court system with sheet dated 5-6 of 05, time 1:36 p.m. I would move item number 4, House version, and ask unanimous consent.
Okay. There's no objection.
I'm sorry.
Last page.
Item number
4.
taken the house? Okay. Yes. And did we do one yet, or is it open?
Say again?
Is one still open?
No.
One is closed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Seeing no objection, that motion is approved, and this action will close the court system budget. Future conference, it will be at the call of the chair. We'll try to give you as much notice as we can, but as you know, we're in the last few days of last day of session, and things may move rather quickly or they may move rather slowly. So with that, I appreciate the members being here and making their time available for our schedule. And as we finish with the other departments, we'll bring them back before the committee and try to close them out so we can finish the operating budget. With that, thanks once again for being here, and I'll recess to a call of the chair.
I'll be ready to start.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.